has committed everything about that company to be the number one provider of customer service in the world. Now, is it a surprise that they are a $370 billion company, bigger than Walmart? That shouldn't be a surprise. So if we want the big picture, if we want the long term, if we want the longevity of our company, not just Nikkei, but your CEO of your company to be there, then we've got to address the customer and treat a customer like a customer. Identify it, recognize it, and encourage the customer relationship, which is different than the consultant relationship. And what that does in the long run is this. The green curve represents the spikes that you go through in your Nikkei business. I know in my business I've had pushes, and then I've had, you know, like I did a real push in the last quarter of 2017, and that's why I got the recognition. But I don't do that every quarter. You know, I manage my business as well. I work down mine and so forth. So your business has these cycles of based on your personal activities. And generally speaking, there's a certain amount of business that I do. I generally do somewhere between 2,500 and 3,500 a month in volume based on consumption of the people that I have as clients, as customers. And that's the number that we're looking at targeting right now for our incentive, right? 3,000 a month. So if you could generate 3,000 points a month just on consumers, wouldn't that be nice? Because every month it's repeated over and over again. So how do we establish the mindset, the value, the reasoning behind that so that it becomes a common behavior in our business? Well, this curve here, the blue curve, that represents this green curve being duplicated by your downline. As your downline does this, by the number of people that's doing that, it creates this wave. Now I remember this peaked out for me at $303,000 for 1 month. That's the number that hit. But it's not sustained, it's a curve. The sustained part is down here. This is over a period of time, you have an active organization and it sustains a certain income. And then you might do another big push again and start that wave over again, which is really what we're doing right now. However, imagine while all this was going on, we paid no attention to customers. Because they weren't in our downline, they weren't active, they weren't gonna, you know, build a business, so they're not important to us. Imagine a paradigm where the customer was not perceived as important because they weren't vested in building a downline. Now, how many millions of customers would have come and gone that we wouldn't be paying any attention to right now? You think Amazon pays attention to their customers? Right, so what if we paid attention? Then as we accumulate these customers, they don't fall out the back end. We just continue to accumulate. So that number should continually go up and up and up and up. Consultants come and go. They come in as a consultant, maybe transition to a customer. They don't necessarily put the pedal to the metal and stay that way as a career. So that's that curve that's not consistent. But customers, if we pay attention for every one of them that come in, none of them leave, then we're going to have an accumulation over time, that red curve, and that's going to be your income. That's that beautiful red passive income from consumers being happy consumers. And so now you've got a real motivation for building a customer base. But how do we do that? How do we attract a customer for life? You've got to move away from selling a product to selling a concept. Let me give you an example of this. How many of you own a home entertainment system attached to your TV? Anyone? Okay, quite a few of you. How many of you have replaced components of that over time? You know, how many of you still have a DVD player connected to that? How many of you have moved on and got a, before that was a VCR, right? VCR, then it became a DVD, and God knows what it is now, but now it's just direct streaming. I don't even know what it is. But the thing is, the entertainment industry recognizing, or the electronics industry recognizing, that if I can sell you on the idea of having a home entertainment system, then it doesn't matter what it looks like. Technology will change its configuration. But the next time you go out shopping for something, you're going to want that new flat screen TV. You're going to want it plugged into a nice home entertainment system. And so we've become accustomed to making our home a center for entertainment. Why wouldn't we make our home a center for well-being? The reason we haven't done that, or we're not accustomed to doing that, is because we've been brainwashed, as Dr. Gary Lindner so nicely pointed out the other evening. Did you not love that presentation?
Yes.
That was one of the finest presentations I've seen of the value of taking on the idea, the concept of self-care. Well, how do we turn the idea into something practical and tangible? We've got the product line, and that product line evolves, but we need to sell the concept so that people will not only buy it one time, but they'll buy it for the rest of their life, like you have, as a customer. And so the idea of the wellness home is really simple. It's to give some credibility to the concept. You know, what made a doctor a doctor? Somebody decided there was a process by which somebody becomes accredited. Then the same people who decided it decided how to acknowledge it in the eyes of the public so that they would establish the credibility of the whole process. And it's totally random. Somebody decided it was this. And so who's deciding what the alternative of that is? Who's deciding what the wellness industry looks like, or what is an accredited form of wellness? Who's deciding that? No one's stepped up to the plate yet and said, this is what it looks like, this is how we're going to accredit it, and this is going to give it credibility. And so we're doing it. We're choosing to do that. We're going to be the first of the wellness companies that say that it does have a configuration, it does look like something, and it does mean something, and we're deciding that, and we're going to acknowledge that. And so now, as a customer, if you are recognized as having a wellness home because somebody decided that you should be, what is the people coming into your wellness home, let's say it has some physical acknowledgement. I know once upon a time we had plaques. How many of you have that plaque? How many of you just love that plaque? I'm looking for a company that'll make it again. Don't worry, we'll get one. So when people come to the home of a consumer and they see that thing, whatever it is, a trophy, a plaque, a sticker, whatever, they're going to say, what's that? What is that consumer going to say? Oh, that's my wellness home certificate. Because now it means something. Now they have something that their friends don't have. And it gives them cause to talk about it. And now we have our customers promoting NECAN and the wellness home, and they're not even invested in the business opportunity yet. They may change their mind after a while. But now we have a way of creating an environment that replicates itself because it has validity. It's been given credibility, it's been given validity. And that's as arbitrary as the medical system and how it's been established. But it's just as valuable. I would rather have a wellness home and a wellness center, make my home a wellness center, than be dependent on a center outside of my home for my wellness, for my illness treatment, right? So this is really what the wellness home means. Don't be confused by the configuration. The configuration is today what it is, and could be who knows what it is tomorrow. In fact, in Latin America, this is still the configuration. So it's a little bit more universal, the reason why we have it the way it is. But the idea is a pathway to active wellness. And our wellness home, more clearly defined, it creates an experience. How many of you feel that your home creates an experience? Now let me tell you what I think it does, why it's so critical. Because we have been conditioned to become ill. How? If every problem is a nail, wait, if you have a hammer, then every problem is a nail, right? Right? That sort of idea? Well, if every commercial, one in three commercials, is telling you to go to your doctor and tell your doctor what to prescribe to you, you are, and I am, and everyone who is subject to that, is being brainwashed on a psychological level. It's literally psychological warfare for profit. And they're conditioning us to wait until we're ill and then respond to that illness in that manner. So the conditioning is, I don't have to do anything until I'm ill. They're telling me what to do when that happens. They're telling me that's probably inevitable. So I'll just, you know, take action when action is necessary, and they're telling me what the action is. So we are conditioned to become ill. We are not conditioned to become or maintain well-being. Hence the need for the wellness home. It creates an environment. Every time a child reaches for a glass of Pi-Mag water, the subconscious mind is being programmed that this water is good water and the rest isn't. Every time they take a Mika Nutritional, or you do, every time you go to bed on your sleep system, every time you are in somehow, some way connecting to the Nikan technologies, it's not just the physical action that's happening, it's the programming of the subconscious mind that's happening. And I don't know about you, but one day it occurred to me when I was at a buffet that all of a sudden it occurred to me what I was looking for at this buffet was anything green. It never occurred to me that somehow I went from the meatitarian, as Rick would say, to the guy looking for what's really fresh and green on the buffet, with all the options that I had. Something switched in the wiring of my brain from taking all that Jay Greenzymes, which we call jungle juice in my house. That's how it works. That's why it's important, because it's a generational effect. That's why the wellness home has to be something that's accredited, acknowledged, and perpetuated. So what is a wellness home? It has a beginning and no end. It's a never-ending cycle of health and prosperity. So there's initial startup, products that you order to get the wellness home started. Your customer, remember, they want everything, but it's how they get it started that matters. Get them started. Then move them on. So how many of you have a home? Was it a one-time purchase, or is there an ongoing monthly bill that you have to deal with?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Your home is your body. Your home is your house, your wellness home. It's going to need some things on a monthly basis, like the nutritionals, like the replacement filters. Upgrading your home would include adding new products. For instance, if you have the waterfall, why not have the shower? If you're so worried about the water you're ingesting with your mouth, what about the water you're ingesting through your skin? Additional users, how many of you have kids? Feel guilty if they're not sleeping on an Nikan sleep system? Well, your customers will too. They'll feel all the things that you feel if that conversation happens. And what about product innovations? Nikan's a research and development company. We're always going to be introduced to new products. So this creates an ongoing stream. Now, Ben shared this with you the other day, the idea of your business having three facets to it, if you will, aspects of your business that you want to engage. I'm going to get into this in the next segment, this part here. But the retail model is now fortified by the wellness home because it has a beginning and no end. So now every customer that you attract is an opportunity for you to create a passive income stream through their personal consumption. When you multiply that through the networking model, now what you have is an extraordinary business that has depth, breadth, and longevity. Unlike the traditional network marketing model, which says recruit, 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 and nobody pays any attention to what do you do after that, what about the customers, this is a company that's saying, why are we recruiting? Why are we building an army? What do we have to achieve that warrants building an army of wellness crusaders? And the answer is, every home a wellness home. That's why. Thank you.